So far this year, at least 158 members of law enforcement have died by suicide in the U.S.
It's happening all around the country in departments of any size, and it's male, female, every race, every age group.
Karen Solomon is president and co-founder of Blue Help, an organization dedicated to honoring the service of law enforcement officers who take their own lives, just as officers who die in the line of duty are honored.
You serve 20 years in the job, you deserve the recognition the same as somebody else. You deserve a flag at your casket. Your families deserve to be supported.
Solomon, who lives in Massachusetts, has been married to a police officer for 18 years. She says the daily job stresses they face is one way they're vulnerable to mental health problems. Perception and stigma is another.
That we consider them to be these heroes, and we don't want heroes to be fallible. We want them to be perfect.
That's why Solomon says officers often avoid seeking help. They don't want to appear weak and jeopardize their jobs. Greece Police Chief Patrick Phelan agrees. He knows officers who have taken their own lives.
It's incredibly traumatic, but once again, we have a culture where we really don't talk about it. We don't address it. It's kind of whispered about, and we try to just kind of push it aside. And we need to completely shift our culture. You know, when that happens, we need to talk about it. We need to address it. And we need to understand if that officer exhibited any red flags along the way, because usually they did.
Phelan is in the process of implementing what he calls a robust, diverse wellness program for the Greece Police Department. Access to mental health care is a part of it. It also includes peer support and training for officers to help them recognize signs of trauma in themselves and positive ways to deal with it.
Police officers experience trauma over the course of their careers, and they experience accumulated trauma, and this trauma builds up. And if it's not dealt with properly, it results in PTSD. It results in mental health disorders, anxiety, depression, and that leads to some very bad things if not properly dealt with, which it ultimately leads to suicide.
He says government could help by agreeing to fund wellness programs and services for officers. He also urges police executives to buy into what he calls a culture shift, in which they actively secure and encourage the use of these services. In some cases, it's governments that are taking action. A new state law was enacted in Illinois this month, allowing police, firefighters, and other first responders to confidentially sign up for mental health counseling so they don't have to reveal this to their supervisors. Karen Solomon says the fact that such legislation was needed is evidence of a cultural problem.
We have to pass a law to make it okay for them to get help. That in itself is just mind-boggling, because why do they need that exception? Why can't they just get help? Why can't it be confidential? They don't have to pass a law for me to get help. They don't have to pass a law for my neighbor to get help.
Police Chief Phelan has taken on a new role this year. In July, he was sworn in as president of the New York State Association of Chiefs of Police. During his acceptance speech, he said one of his priorities is to help officers and families through the tragedy of suicide.
It's a huge problem. I generally describe it as an epidemic in our profession. It's by far the number one killer of police officers in America.
The 2019 New York State Law Enforcement Suicide Awareness Walk takes place in the town of Greece this coming Saturday. It starts at 10 a.m. at the Town Hall campus.